I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he has not spoken to House Speaker Michael Madigan about a series of federal inquiries. That's despite reports that investigators appear to be targeting the speaker's inner circle. Brian Mackey has more.
Pritzker has always taken a diplomatic approach to Madigan, even as the speaker faced scandals over aides accused of sexual harassment and, more recently, was named in federal inquiries. WBEZ has reported investigators sought information about Madigan in raids, and the Chicago Tribune says feds are asking questions about the speaker's political operation. Madigan has not been charged with a crime, but has Pritzker even talked to him about the investigation?
I have not.
Asked why not?
It comes up. We honestly, the times when I do speak with the speaker, it's about legislation that I'm trying to get through.
Pritzker says Madigan knows where he stands on corruption, and he says he'll advocate for changes to the state's ethics laws. I'm Brian Mackey.
Congressman Darren LaHood says the passage of the USMCA trade agreement will be a significant win for Illinois. Democrats last week announced a deal to support passage of the treaty with Mexico and Canada after talks with labor and environmental groups. LaHood, a Republican, says he'll speak on the House floor in support of the treaty.
This is great news for our workers, for our farmers, for our manufacturers such as Caterpillar. 40% of the products we grow, produce, or manufacture in Illinois go to Canada or Mexico.
LaHood says he's confident the agreement will pass the Senate. It replaces the NAFTA treaty passed under President Bill Clinton almost 3 decades ago. Officials say 11 school districts have been honored for improving access to advanced placement courses and making gains on their exams. The Illinois districts are among 250 nationwide named to the College Board's honor roll. They include Barrington, Edwardsville, O'Fallon, and St. Charles. State education officials say the district's improved access among groups that are historically underrepresented, including students of color. At the same time, they maintained or improved the percentage of students who earned scores of 3 or higher on advanced placement exams, which can earn college credit for students. A former city clerk in the northern Illinois city of Harvard faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in state prison after being convicted of one count of possession of child pornography. Andrew Wells was arrested in 2016 after a flash drive that had many of his personal documents was found to contain pornographic images. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Centerstone will soon begin increased gambling addiction services thanks to a $200,000 state grant. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
In June, Illinois passed a gaming expansion bill that included sports wagering, gaming machines at racetracks, and 6 new casinos, including one at Walker's Bluff. Centerstone clinical manager Julie Bailey says the abundance of gambling in the state can also lead to other problems like alcohol, drugs, depression, lying to hide losing money, and worse.
Individuals with gambling disorder have the highest suicide risk of all addiction disorders.
Bailey says what sometimes starts out as fun can spiral out of control, affecting their marriage, finances, and career. But they're here to help.
Help them understand the nature of their disorder and begin to receive the treatment that they need in order to get better.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
Many Midwest farmers and agriculture groups are expressing relief over the updated trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The deal updates the 1994 NAFTA agreement, addressing new technology and increased market opportunities. Dwayne Astrope is a corn farmer in Iowa. He says farmers have been waiting for a long time, and the USMCA opens the door for free trade.
Farmers here in the United States need every access that we can find right now to help, you know, ease the burden that we're going through right now on the American farm with low prices and all the trade wars going on.
The U.S. and Canada still need to finalize the deal. I'm Jennifer Fuller.